and forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
It just goes by on me.
I feel myself in my ear.
Doesn't make any difference. Well, at any rate, desolate, what takes me about, about 3 hours, I guess, to the whole thing.
And how many people do you have to interview?
42. 42, I think.
How many have you interviewed this summer so far?
So far, you will be number 12, I think.
Yeah. They've all been pretty good.
Yes.
A lot of help.
Yes. Very much help.
Not always got to be 13. I'll let you know.
The next one. That's the next one.
That probably should have been me.
I didn't even think of that, but that'll be the next one. It's a good thing I didn't hit him last Friday.
That's right. It's a really good time.
Let me see. The next one is... yes, the next one is a heat. The next one I got is a black minister from all of the
town. How do you
get in? Just by sheer accident. Happened to call a friend of mine looking for someone, and he said, well, there's a man just walking by off before I talk to him. Okay, well, let me see. Today's what, the 16th? August 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And could you say the name of the town line?
Augusta.
Okay.
Augusta, Georgia.
Okay. And the town?
Richmond.
Okay. And your full name?
I'm Augusta.
Okay. And your full name is?
Catherine Teresa.
Catherine. Okay. And your address? Okay. And let me see, your occupation?
Retired.
All right. You were born here in Augusta?
Augusta. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And let me see, your age?
January 26, 1908.
Okay,
let me
see. 68. 68, yeah. Okay. And your religion?
Catholic.
Well, then you must know Father Fallon, the new Irish priest in town?
Holy Trinity.
Holy Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I am a member of St. Mary's on the Hill, Roman Catholic Church.
I see.
And Father Fallon is the assistant pastor of Holy Trinity. Which in my time, I was born there and raised there in the city, and in my time it was called St. Patrick's Church.
Uh-huh.
And they changed it. They said originally, way back on it, it was Holy Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
Then all these eyes came over and helped build a new church.
Uh-huh.
My grandfather was one. And he, after they built a new church, then the one called St. Patrick, in honor of the patron saint of Ireland. And it started from there. And for all these unseen years, it went as St. Patrick's Church. Then I guess maybe, time passes so quickly, might have been 3 or 4 years ago, that they went back to Holy Trinity.
Hmm.
Just for the close to the heart, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that time. Yeah. Because it combined 3 churches, Immaculate Conception, Sacred Heart, and St. Patrick, and called it Holy Trinity. That's the three.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we went back to Holy Trinity to the original name. But it's ours.
Uh-huh.
So that's, I thought, I don't know.